was tired of my lady. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. I'm your host, David Boyle, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Joining me as he does every morning is San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, yeah.
A little drier than it needs to be, but it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice, and hopefully we'll get some weather soon, some precipitation, but it's nice right now.
Yeah, I mean, we had some hit and miss weather. We'll take a look at that later on.
All right.
In the show.
Good deal. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I've got lots of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some local news. This story remains an issue as the Shiprock District of the Navajo Nation Police Department is a missing persons with disability alert out for Paul Goodman Begay. A 37-year-old man listed at 6'3" was last seen wearing a camo pullover and black pants, and he was seen south of the San Juan River on top of the mesa near the Aneth Boarding School in Aneth. He's diabetic and known to have seizures and has a tattoo on his left leg, maybe traveling in a 2008 Hyundai Santa Fe with a Colorado license plate with tinted windows and a Hello Kitty sticker in the back window. So if you've seen Mr. Begay, asked to contact the Shiprock Department, Navajo Police, 505-368-1350. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you as part of the morning show. Taking a look at some news from the San Juan Record, where we published top stories that clicked with San Juan readers in 2023. Our year-end review, the San Juan Record, looks at our top stories of the year determined by views each story received on the San Juan Record website at sjrnews.com. The website carries some of our main stories every week in addition to all obituaries and a number of photos. Links to the stories can be found on SJR News. So looking at those top stories, number one click story was the top three stories in 2023 related to deadly car collisions, with the most click story related to the crash that killed 22-year-old Julian Atencio of Monticello on September 15th. Atencio was the sole occupant of a pickup traveling northbound on Highway 191 when it veered off the road approximately halfway down Peters Hill north of Monticello. Next most clicked story was, again, as mentioned, the death of two travelers on Highway 191 north of Monticello on September 14th, just the day before that other collision. The head-on collision between two sedans occurred just before 1 a.m. when one of the vehicles crossed the center line, resulting in the collision. The crash occurred near the turnoff to the Needles Overlook Road and resulted in the death of the sole occupants of both vehicles, an 89-year-old man and a 59-year-old woman. Third most click story in 2023 was written on September 19th and noted the three deaths mentioned in those previous stories, as well as the death of a passenger in a vehicle that rolled near Monument Valley on September 15th and the death of an individual on an ATV east of Monticello that same week. In addition to the five related vehicle deaths in a single week, two other vehicle deaths occurred late in August and early September, as well as a crash that resulted in an amputation of a limb. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Charlie Taylor shared five contributing factors to the fatal crashes and encouraged folks to evaluate their driving. Those five factors include high-speed driving, inadequate seatbelt use, equipment problems highlighted by tires and brakes, distracted and fatigued driving, and driving under the influence. So again, a deadly week and a reminder to be safe. Those are the top three stories from 2023. Number four, most clicked story on the SJR website was the September 13th crash of a vintage biplane 1 mile north of Monticello, resulted in the pilot being transferred to the hospital but was not fatal. Next most clicked was local cattlemen receiving the Rancher of the Year award. Sean and Tyler Ivins, as the operators of the Broken Eye Ranch, were recognized as the Rancher of the Year by the Utah section of the Society of Range Management in November. The Ivans were nominated for their innovative use of virtual fencing of cattle to keep them out of the watershed. The Ivans gave a joint presentation on the efforts with Justice and Lowry Red of L.A. Livestock and Louis Trevizio of BLT Cattle. Both of those headquartered in LaSalle, as well as LaSalle ranchers, have also utilized that new method of fencing cattle. Next most clicked story was the Navajo Nation moving to purchase Goulding's Lodge. In late 2023, the Navajo Nation moved closer to purchasing Goulding's Lodge in Monument Valley. On October 17th, members of the Navajo Nation Council approved legislation for the purchase of Goulding's for $59.5 million. Legislation was sponsored by Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr. and was later signed by President Boone Igren, with the sale pending a 90-day due diligence process. A presentation given to the Navajo Nation Council in July estimated the Navajo Nation would generate an annual return of $7.4 million, a return of investment of 12.45% for the tribe. Part of that includes the annual $3.5 million in profit share income, $1.4 million in expansion sinking funds, and the tax benefit of $2.4 million annually. The annual tax benefit would occur if the tax authority was changed from the state of Utah to the Navajo Nation, or if the land was put in trust. The purchase, if finalized, would occur during the 100th year anniversary of Goulding's Lodge. Also, top stories that clicked, San Juan Heritage Language Center honored Kent Tibbetts, educator, a longtime proponent of heritage languages in the San Juan School District. And then the other top stories were related to the annular eclipse, as the ninth most clicked story on the year was Thousands View the Annular Eclipse. It was a recap of all the folks that came, maybe a little less than was anticipated, but still thousands of visitors coming into San Juan County to view the eclipse. And finally, on the 10th most clicked was our story previewing the eclipse, letting folks know what to do, knowing that capacity was 100% at local lodging, and ways for folks to prepare for the event, including having proper eyewear to safely view the eclipse, and knowing that indigenous residents may not view the eclipse. So that was a look back at 2023.
And these were the most clicked on our website. You know, it's interesting, as you're measuring readership, we had yesterday the most downloaded podcast from the morning show and the most clicked stories today. I mean, I've looked at maybe what were the most liked entries on our social media page, and they're all different. It's interesting how these numbers change. It doesn't necessarily mean the most read, but they're shared and picked up. I don't know, the whole viral thing and how information is delivered is intriguing to me. I guess that's boring too. But
well, again, this list, just given that's clicked, so
that's
people
clicks,
at least
yeah.
you know, at least viewed it for a millisecond. We don't know if they read the whole thing, but yeah it's really interesting. Like you say, I was curious. Almost all those top 10 stories were from September or later.
Yeah.
So I contacted our website administrator and said, "Hey, is this right? Did our formula miss the first part of January?" He said, "No, these were just, you know, we just had an increase in traffic." So you talk about, you know, increase in readership as well, impacting that those statistics. So kind of interesting. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a break and be right back. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or SouthEastUtahCTE.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024, 9:21 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. David Boyle with Bill Boyle, and Bill, it being Wednesday, we've got another edition of the San Juan Record out now.
It's hot off the press, and we're getting it sent out. We got a big 16-page paper, a lot going on. You know, you take a break and come back, and you realize there's a lot happening around here. Our front page story is about a new, well, you can't call it new. It's a heritage breed of cattle, the Criollo. It's a Spanish breed that's been evolving basically in this Mexican Copper Canyon area for the last several hundred years. Several of these are on the Dugout Ranch here in San Juan County. They're being watched very closely to see if this is a more drought-tolerant cattle than the Angus breeds that we're used to around here. So anyway, they've got this Canyonlands Research Center of the Nature Conservancy at the Dugout Ranch, and they're doing quite a bit of interesting research on a variety of agriculture and visitation and global warming type issues. And anyway, that's our cover story and has some beautiful photography of these cattle in the Dugout Ranch and some biocrust. I think a cool photo of some biocrusts in the area. Anyway, that's our main story. Of course, we have the top 10 website stories that we just discussed. We have a story about cancer screening in the Monticello area related to the victims of mill tailings exposure. That was a nice little segment here on the morning show before the break began. Boy, if you just look at volume, we've been dominated on our B section for the past 2 weeks by all the All-State athletes who received All-State honors for fall sports. We've got almost 25 of them. Just football players. Of course, the San Juan Broncos had so many All-State athletes. The Monticello Buckaroos made it to the championship game. They had a handful. The Whitehorse Raiders and the Monument Valley Cougars. So we have profiles and photos, coaches' comments on all these All-State athletes. It's really a lot of fun. We did the same last week. Of course, we were on a break for the morning show, so we didn't talk about last week's paper, but that paper has similar profiles for the All-State volleyball players and cross-country athletes from the area. So anyway, it's all in the San Juan Record on newsstands. You can get an online subscription. We put most of the stories on social media. Get good exposure on there. And anyway, appreciate your support of the San Juan Record.
Yeah, very good. Once again, the San Juan Record available throughout the area. We'll be on newsstands later today, and glad to have it. Yeah, you know, you mentioned, Bill, all those All-State athletes. I remember, because I was posting it yesterday, there were 14 San Juan Broncos that earned All-State honors. Let me count real quick. 2, 4, 6, 7, 9.
Buckaroos and yeah. one each from Whitehorse and Monument Valley.
So. Yeah, so it was a big year for those All-State profiles.
Yep, brought home a couple trophies. The teams did. Well, 3 trophies because the Monticello boys cross-country team were state champions.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Red Devils cross-country team took 2nd,
Girls did, yep.
Anyway, quite a fall season, and we finally were able to wrap it up here in January as we're in the depth of the winter season now.
Yeah, which is certainly busy. We'll be chatting about that later on in the show. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Report from the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran with the special to the Journal, reporting on the slaying of Sergeant Moran. You remember, of course, that Cortez police officer killed when he pulled over Jason Campbell, 44-year-old of Ogden, Utah. The man was pulled over and within minutes began firing at Sergeant Moran. He escaped about a mile and a half south of the traffic stop and was found at the Ace Storages where he was engaged with local law enforcement, where he was shot and killed by those law enforcement members. Officers won't face any charges in the killing of the suspect in the Mr. Campbell's death. There won't be any charges. Of course, that probably doesn't come to any surprise to folks, but that is something that was reviewed and investigated by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. And again, determined there's not going to be any charges filed to the officers involved in that shooting because they were legally justified the shooting of that man. That's a report in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. You can read about it in the upcoming edition or online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, and there are a number of them. There are funeral services this morning at 11 a.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez for Marcianne Wing of Toyoak. Again, that's this morning at 11 in Cortez. Funeral services for Jeffrey Fowles, age 60, of Blanding, begin at 1 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11 to 12:30 before the funeral services. Services for Edith Imgard Muir Beeson, age 88, of Moab, begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Grand Valley Cemetery. Funeral services for Aaron Oliver of Blanding begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. Oliver died on December 20th at the age of 46. Funeral services for Alan James Hunt begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Blanding LDS Stake Center. Visitation from 11 to 12:30. Hunt died on December 30th at the age of 77. Funeral services for Michael Epperson of Moab begin at noon on Saturday, January 13th. At the Moab Stake Center of the LDS Church on Locust Lane. Viewing from 6 to 8 p.m. on January 12th at Spanish Valley Mortuary. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez on January 20th at 10 a.m. at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We have an Artful Life with Ellen Williams. We'll send you to that and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Work off those extra 10 pounds. Fit into that new outfit I bought last summer. Read 2 books a week? Eat healthier? Save more money? Not spend as much money? Fix that dripping faucet? And on and on. Sound familiar in the beginning of January? Yep, these are called New Year's resolutions. However, when the words New Year's resolution comes up, it's always followed by, why make New Year's resolutions? I'll only break them. I say that's a cowardice approach to life. Why set a goal only to break it? I confess I am one of the few I know that still sets New Year's resolutions. It is a mental exercise that clarifies where I am headed. Folks often comment, "You get a lot done." Well, I don't spin my wheels flitting from project to project. I simply attack it head on because I am clear in my mind what I need to do. Also, sometimes planting an idea in your brain allows it to mull over and unconsciously develop it. It's like shooting a bow and arrow. Simply releasing an arrow into the stratosphere gets pretty tiring in a short while. Having a target brings out the focus and competitive goal. You can direct your energies into one specific point. Successful businesses always set a target, whether it be a financial attainment or number of sales, increase in labor, or whatever, so they aren't simply whirling around in an eternal cycle of mediocrity. Why can't we do the same with our lives? I have been using the same format for years, and I'll share some of them. Please don't feel you need to include all that I do. My first category is spiritual. If our center core is not aligned with our values, we might as well forget the rest. Next comes health. One positive thing about COVID was that it forced me to begin walking and exercising more. It was easy to postpone a regime of physical fitness, but when we got locked down, it was easier to go outside. Career is a goal that I don't need to put on my list anymore since I'm retired. However, in its place are my creative endeavors, like finishing my life history, dusting off the poem I began 10 years ago, making a coloring book on San Juan County, so on and so forth. I carried the goal of creating my own bronze sculpture for 10 years. In fact, my son mentioned that I kept transferring it to my annual goals. He noticed. A class was offered at a local museum, and I actually fulfilled my lifelong ambition. Financial goals are usually squirreling away a little nest egg each month. Just watch it grow. Most folks won't have this category, but I am a gypsy and love to explore the world. I always try to list several places in the world that I want to visit. Sometimes it takes several years, but eventually it happens. I also allow for unexpected trips to add to my list. Goals have to be written down and posted where you will see them often. In Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, a classic, he stressed the importance of reminding yourself of goals every day. If you are serious about goals, you need to break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Eating a whole pie doesn't mean you swallow it in one fell swoop. You cut it up and devour it piece by piece. Goals are the same way, much easier to achieve if done in a little at a time. Observe people who get a lot done. I bet you they are goal setters. I challenge you to list one or two goals you will accomplish this year. Then write it down, and if it can be broken into manageable pieces, do it. Post it where you'll see it, and voila, you will have done it. This has been An Artful Life.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
You know, U.S. Navy submarines can operate continuously for 20 years without the need for refueling? That's possible thanks to the safe, clean nuclear energy that powers these remarkable vessels. Energy Fuels is the country's leading producer of uranium, the critical element that fuels America's submarines and advanced nuclear energy technologies. Today, southeastern Utah sits at the center of the global map for carbon-free energy production and critical minerals. Visit energyfuels.com to learn more.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Main Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique. Trusted care from people you know.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
It's the Big Ace Hardware Rapid and Red event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and Accessories. That's just the beginning of our red hot buys at the Rapid and Red event now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:35 a.m. on this Wednesday, January 3rd.
And Brand New Key by Melanie was the number one song in the land in 1972. What's that? 52 years ago today. It's also known as the Roller Skate Song. Song was featured in the 1997 movie Boogie Nights. On this day in history, in 1521, Martin Luther was excommunicated by Pope Leo. That's a key event in the Protestant Reformation. And on this day in 1977, January 3rd, 1977, Apple Computer was incorporated. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak started that company that's one of the wealthiest companies on earth now. Today is Women Rock Day. Honoring the impact of women on rock music, Janis Joplin, Pat Benatar, Chrissy Hynde, Joan Jett, Tina Turner, Aretha Franklin, the list goes on and on. Aretha Franklin was the first woman to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Humiliation Day is today, and on January 3rd every year. And like its literal meaning it's not a day to humiliate one another or spread hatred, but to relinquish your pride and become humble before a higher power. July 20th, 1775, Congress issued a proclamation recommending the observance of a day of fasting, public humiliation, and prayer for the English colonies. King George III blessed that. It was still before the Revolution. It became a big success with broad participation, and ever since then, Congress has issued a day of humiliation and prayer every year. George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army a few years later, also called for a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln stated that the country had to observe a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer to please God. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. Today is Humiliation Day. Birthdays today, there are a few. Actor Mel Gibson is 68 years old today. Writer J.R.R. Tolkien was born on this day in 1892. He died in 1973 at the age of 81. Of course, wrote Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Remarkable writer. Activist Greta Thunberg is 21 years old today. Possibly one of the youngest celebrities that we'll mention for birthdays. It's amazing. She's only 21. Actress Victoria Principal is 74 years old today. She was Pamela Ewing on Dallas. That doesn't mean anything to David, but if you lived in the late 70s, you knew who Pam Ewing was. John Paul Jones, a guitarist for Led Zeppelin, is 78 years old today. And singer-songwriter Stephen Sills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash is 79 years old. Record producer George Martin known as the Fifth Beatle because of his involvement in so much of their music, was born today in 1926. He died in 2016 at the age of 90. Local birthdays today for Benita Skowgard, Steve Dieter, Joe Wolf Davis, and Zach Schinkel. Happy birthday. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Yeah, also, you can use that number or email to let us know who shot JR.
Oh, yeah.
So you thought I didn't know Dallas?
You do know Pamela Ewing.
I know Dallas. No, I know of Dallas. But anyways, if you know.
She may have been involved.
Well, you know, if you know, then reach out to us. Speaking of, we've got some other things for you. If you haven't had planned for lunch yet, Blanding Senior Center is hosting a potluck today at noon, featuring the Pew Sisters as entertainment. Public's welcome. So stop by the Blanding Senior Center at noon today for lunch with that potluck and good entertainment. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more coming your way here on the morning show. We'll send you over to the job fair, and we'll be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour, Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Family, the gift of Fest Internet this season. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of residential e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at just $59.95 a month, and discounts are available for qualifying households. Plus, free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Wednesday, January 3rd, 9:47 a.m. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Let's take a look at the local sports report. Yesterday, the San Juan Broncos made the trip to Emory, where they were beaten by the Spartans 67-50. Taking a look at the regional sports report now. In action tonight, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Clippers at 7, Jazz hosting the Detroit Pistons also at 7. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.